The movie Dreamgirls is a smash hit at the box office, and the film has already earned 4 Golden Globe nominations. But commentator Aaron Aubrey Kaplan wonders, did the movie rob one of its stars of a very important asset?
What's happened to Beyoncé? Okay, I know this doesn't rank up there with other urgent questions of our time. I bring up Beyoncé because this particular erosion happened faster than WMDs or global warming, and because voicing a concern just might affect the course of disaster. There's time. But I really bring this up because the loss of the famous Booyah Beyoncé butt hits so close to home. I don't have it exactly, but I have a version. It's a common anatomical feature of black women, and it tends to be part of a whole ensemble of features that include smallish waists and largish thighs. But a megastar like Beyoncé put the typical in the spotlight, and suddenly that build and its amenities were everywhere, splashed across magazine spreads, accented in videos. In a confused world of multi-culti soul singers like Christina Aguilera and Mariah, Beyoncé was unapologetically and unmistakably black. Straining more than a bit beneath those glittery evening gowns and designer jeans, her butt was confrontational in the best way, and it reassured the rest of us that a figure like that still had a shot at celebrityhood. Sure, magazines like Vogue worried aloud at Beyoncé's hips, the polite society term for butt, and at the fact that the diva seemed to indulge in fried chicken salads a tad more often than she should. But I figured Beyoncé was used to it by now, that she was grounded firmly enough in the aesthetics of hip-hop to not worry much about Hollywood. Yeah, I know that Missy Elliott lost weight, and that Lil' Kim got surgery, and that Janet Jackson, well, the Jacksons are a saga unto themselves. But Beyoncé was different. She was an au naturel bombshell from the beginning, whose other dalliances with artifice, blonde hair, extensions, were routine and couldn't begin to neutralize her core appeal as a bodacious black woman with a body and a booty to match. Now, well, there's not as much hope, literally, because there's not as much Beyoncé. In preparation for her role as the lead chanteuse in Dreamgirls, Beyoncé whittled herself down in the last year to end up looking like Halle Berry. Now, there's nothing wrong with Halle Berry. She's lovely and all that, and she happens to be petite. But she also happens to be part of a long tradition of black women that Hollywood and America in general finds acceptable. Light-skinned, well-spoken, slender, beautiful but not lusty. Think Lena Horne. But we need more diversity. We need light-skinned black women who are not exactly slender. We need black women of all skin shades who have body types and sensibilities that fall somewhere along that long spectrum in between Halle Berry and Monique. But now Beyoncé has done a Jennifer Lopez. Remember her butt? It was on full display in Selena, the biopic movie that starred Lopez well before she became J-Lo. In fact, the Puerto Rican Lopez got the role partly because she had the booyah butt that the Mexican-born Selena was famous for. Alas, as Jennifer got more famous, she looked less and less ethnic, and her butt shrank accordingly. Beyoncé is at a different place in her career, but I'm worried. In her diminished state, she looks uncertain, a little anxious. That mix of mystery and wide openness that gives so many other black women their appeal, that made the megastar Beyoncé one of us, is no longer evident. She's gone from being a go-girl to a dream girl. I hope it's temporary. I'm all for dreams, but when it comes to backside curves, I'm much more inspired by the real world.
Aaron Aubrey Kaplan is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times.